Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Justin from Pacific is, and Justin is right here at the Bill Wright Golf Complex for the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic.
All right.
But you got to tell me, who's the lumberjack guy? What's
me.
That? What, why do they call you that?
Because I hit a lot of trees.
Okay.
Wait, so your name is Justin, but you go by Lumberjack Jay?
Sometimes.
All right. Is that like when Taryn drinks, she's tarantula?
Obviously.
Nice. Well, no pressure. Beautiful weather. It's going to be a great day to play golf or just sit under a tent and do a radio show.
Yeah.
Steve, Justin looks very ready to go, so you got to get out of here.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What color are Smurfs?
Blue.
They are. Where did the Seattle Sonics move to when they were purchased by Clay Bennett?
Oklahoma.
That's right. What athlete is nicknamed the Golden Bear?
Pass.
How many different colors in a bag of M&Ms?
5.
Yes. Dr. Evo Robotnik was the main antagonist of what character?
Sonic.
Yes. In golf, what do you call the score of one stroke over par for a hole?
Bogey.
Correct. Junipers, redwoods, and firs belong to which tree family?
Cedar.
No.
Fir.
No.
Pass.
What instrument was Gene Krupa known for playing?
A flute?
No.
Pass.
In the 1992 movie Beethoven, what breed of dog is the title character?
St. Bernard.
He is. The largest golf club in the world can be found on what continent?
Europe.
No.
North America.
No.
Asia?
Yes. What athlete is nicknamed the Golden Bear?
Steph Curry?
No.
Pass.
Junipers, redwoods, and firs belong to which tree family?
Conifer?
No. But you know what? Let's do the tabulation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Wow. That's what I'm going to get on the par 3.
That is a fine score.
Good job.
Here comes Steve.
Well, Steve went like way inside. He's like, he usually just goes in the other room, and now he's running over here. Are you winded, Steve?
I'm good. I was just looking at the nice golf shop, you know, thinking about getting some new clothes, maybe some new shoes, you
look
know.
At you.
Feeling in the moment.
Steve, are you feeling a little pressure, though? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What color are the Smurfs?
They're blue.
They are. Where did the Seattle Sonics move to when they were purchased by Clay Bennett?
We don't need to talk about that. Go Pacers, but Oklahoma City.
Yes. What athlete is nicknamed the Golden Bear?
What athlete is the Golden Bear? I'm going to go with LeBron James.
No.
Jack Nicklaus.
Yes. How many different colors are in a bag of M&Ms?
What?
How many different colors are in a bag of M&Ms?
4.
No.
5.
Yes. Dr. Evo Robotnik was the main antagonist of what character?
Austin Powers.
No.
Pass.
In golf, what do you call a score of one stroke over par for a hole?
69.
No.
Birdie.
No.
Eagle.
No. Junipers, redwoods, and firs belong to which tree family?
Christmas.
No.
Evergreen.
Yes. Nice. What instrument did Gene Krupa play?
Drums.
Yes. In the 1992 movie Beethoven, what breed of dog is the title character?
A collie?
No.
A great Bernard.
No.
Saint Bernard.
Yes. And the largest golf club in the world can be found on what continent?
I'm going to go Africa.
No.
America?
No. It is, let's see, a score of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-7, Steve.
Yeah! Let's go.
Not bad.
Oh, a tie.
Tie with the lumberjack.
Let's
take it out.
Yes. Our friend did know that Dr. Evo Robotnik is the main antagonist of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
He's also a golfer, so he knew that you call a score of one stroke over par for a hole, bogey. And the largest golf club in the world can be found on Asia.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations on your tie. You did pretty good, Steve. I think that, by the way, anybody that's looking to slay when it comes to their outfits should be checking out the Rock Shop at KISW.com because that's where the new I Beat Migs shirt can be found.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it makes it very easy for you to leave us a voice message, so go ahead. And we have been getting some very interesting ones on there, Steve.
Somebody wants a concert review from you, Taryn.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Green Day.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It would be so awesome to get a voice message from you, and all you got to do is download the Odyssey app to your smartphone. You can leave us a voice message through the app. Very easy, Steve.
And before we get to any of the voice messages, we have the man of the hour, the man who the tournament is named after, and that is Miles Montgomery.
You let people slide into your DMs?
VMs, DMs?
VMs, DMs.
All the M's.
Jeez, a whiz.
How are you doing, man?
Awesome. This is going to be a great day, man.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah. It is cool to be out here, man. Jefferson Park is an amazing golf course, and this place is, it is set up for this. We're going to have a great day.
So explain to everybody what's going on today that's listening right now. So, I mean, we have a bunch of golfers, but it's not your typical golf tournament.
It's people who are going to play, they're going to attempt to play golf, but they're going to have more fun than the golf really matters.
Okay.
So it's not about the score. It's not about any of that. It's sunny. It's Monday. We have the day off. We're in Seattle. It's beautiful. So we're gonna have a great day.
Man. Is he bragging about having the day off right now?
Yes, I am.
What is happening?
Yes, I am.
As I look around, I'm like, everybody's got today off except for us.
Well, you should have taken the day off.
And what are we supposed to do right now?
You know what I mean?
Well, we're going to have you join us for this segment. It's straight to the VMs. We have a voice message. This one's actually for Taryn Daly, but I feel like Miles might actually have maybe a little feedback on this one as well.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
Okay.
Oh, really?
If it plays. Hey, Taryn. It's Perla.
And Tiffany.
We were just calling to see what you thought of the show at this weekend at White River, because we were there and we thought it was awesome.
Yeah, first time hearing Premise, then Christopher, and I loved it.
Was not my first time.
Tell us about it.
Glowing review. I mean, obviously, Primus is my second favorite band in the entire world, so I was very excited for them. But A Perfect Circle, they were sensational. I'm not even into that band, but I left there a big fan.
I can't believe women went to that show.
Exactly.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. They went to see Les Claypool.
Right.
They went to see, oh my, okay, all right. Hey, wow. That's cool.
Women do like mushrooms.
I had no idea.
No.
I figured.
I do want to.
It sounds like a Joe Satriani concert. Like, it's just a bunch of dudes sitting around bobbing their head.
Miles, we
found white men with a bobbing head.
We found the three girls that went to the Primus show.
Jesus.
Well, explain to Miles how this concert went. So, was it exactly what people said, where they're all playing pretty much at the same time?
So, they had this giant riser where they had three different drum kits set up, one for each of the drummers of the three bands that they were playing, and they rotated every couple songs.
Wow.
So, like, Primus would do three songs, then A Perfect Circle would get up there and do three songs, then Pussifer would do three songs, and sometimes they would join each other and play or sing on the other band songs. It was rad.
You walked right into the bathroom and could use it any time.
I could use the bathroom.
There was no line. There was no line. You just walked. You could have taken your time in there.
Yes.
You could have taken days.
Okay.
No one would have knocked on the stall door. And if they didn't even, like, sister. Like, what are you doing here?
I do have a question, though.
Bunch of dudes questioning their gender, because they're like, I've been in line for 45 minutes to go to the bathroom.
Aren't we quicker?
Right.
So I want to get some feedback on something. I want to see how you guys feel about this. So the lawn, by the end of the night, everybody was pretty much sitting on the lawn. Not a lot of people were standing.
Okay.
But every time Primus would get back up there,
my
I was standing. And I'm, like, dancing, and all of a sudden I got really self-conscious. I'm looking around. I'm like, the only person standing. And so I felt like I was maybe blocking the people behind me. Should I feel like a jerk for that, or do you think it was okay?
No, you paid money. Do whatever the F you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had that happen before. It was a Ben Folds 5 concert.
Wow, edgy.
Yeah. Don't make that. Someone threw a brick at you? Did you get the joke?
I did.
All right, I'll tell you that. There's very few opportunities to do a Ben Folds joke, so I'm going to take it, man.
There was one woman, I think, who wanted to throw a brick. I mean, she said, while the show's going on, and I'm watching, I'm standing, I'm trying to enjoy the show. All of a sudden, a guy taps me on the shoulder. He goes, hey, there's a girl yelling in the back. She's like 5-6 rows back. She goes, can you sit down? I'm trying to enjoy the show. I'm like, bitch, so am I.
You can move.
I thought you just fist fight people.
Right? That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
All in all, though, great show. And it was nice to be at an outdoor concert. We are so back, guys. Summer is almost here.
Well, look at today, man. It's it's beautiful out. It's not even 9 o'clock in the morning, and it feels like it's already like 60, 70 degrees out.
You guys are going to go out on a hole as well.
Yes.
So what are you guys going to do to these golfers? I got to know.
Well, apparently we have three cardboard cutouts of pictures of our faces with our mouths open.
Okay.
And people have to try and chip the ball.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Okay, wow.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't sure.
Did you think we were doing a glorious
I didn't know what was going on
event?
That is crazy. Thank God.
While listening to Ben Folds.
He's got my name on this thing, you know what I'm saying?
All of a sudden you're worried.
No, I care. Like, oh my God.
What, you were hoping for a second annual Miles McGovern Golf Classic?
I just didn't know what the mouth was going to do there.
Well, neither do we. That's the scary part.
That's cool. And what, Hogan?
Six or nine, I'm not
six
sure.
Or nine?
I have no idea. It's going to be nice either
six
way.
Six or nine. I see how you're just...
And today happens to be 6-9. June 9th?
It is.
It is.
I thought you planned that.
No. No. Wow. Okay.
Big
day. We didn't have that whole planned out. We could have done the 19th.
Good to see you, Miles.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys, man.
Congratulations.
Next show.
Join us at the Mariners game next Wednesday, June 18th. We're going to be taking on the Red Sox that day, and the Daily Migs Show wants you to play hooky from work. We'll even call your boss and get you off work for the day.
Plus discounted tickets at KSW.com.
We'll see you there, Rockaholics.
The Daily Migs Show is live at the Miles Montgomery Classic at the Bill Wright Golf Complex. 99.9 KISW. Nice little hat with the fuzzy ball on top.
We've got golfers rolling in from all over the greater Puget Sound region.
I gotta
region.
Be honest, the energy out here is pretty freaking awesome. I might need to learn how to play golf.
I think they're onto something.
They get up too early, man.
Yeah, yes,
they get like everything it's about like this is awesome except the time.
Yeah.
Now, Thrill, we know that you're like a big music aficionado.
I think you're saying he's a big golfer. I'm like, no, he's not.
But how many songs can you name that are about golf?
About golf?
About golf.
Yes.
Not songs that were featured in golf movies.
Oh, dang it.
What were you thinking?
Oh. I was thinking the Happy Gilmore one, the Led Zeppelin one, Tuesday's Gone.
But not about golf.
Not but not about golf, I know.
I feel like golf movies borrow cool songs, but yes. I cannot think of a song about golf.
Well, don't worry. We have you covered.
Awesome.
Yes,
we found the best songs.
Because we know you're trying to put together a big playlist on Spotify.
My big golf compilation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is the first on the list of golf songs that we have found that are the best golf songs out there.
Straight down the middle.
These are the best.
Straight down the middle, baby. Isn't he from the Pacific Northwest?
Bing Crosby? I think he did have ties to the Pacific Northwest.
Isn't this Bing Crosby?
Yes.
Then he gets a pass. Because only Bing Crosby should sound like this.
All right, that makes sense. Bing Crosby, now all of a sudden you like it?
No, I don't. But I understand. Bing Crosby's a guy that would write about golf.
To be honest,
I do not like it.
That's the first Bing Crosby song I've ever listened to that's not a Christmas song.
Okay, I didn't know we did anything outside of Christmas.
Right.
I was just going to say, is that the Christmas guy? Because this sounds like I could be strolling down, like looking at some Christmas trees. Straight down the middle.
Straight down the middle. I'll see what you did there.
Are you ready for another golf banger?
Golf banger, yeah.
Okay. All right, Thrill.
And this one was written by and performed by a golfer.
Oh, no.
So you know it's going to be really good.
Oh, God.
Thrill's already looking at me like, I hate you.
Well, I've won and lost against the best. This old road's been a hell of a
Who
test.
Told them this was a good idea?
Alcohol.
Down.
That's your hint on who sang this.
Rules I
John
Daly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Again, I give him a pass. Again.
So which one do you like better, this one or the Bing Crosby one?
Here, the chorus.
Okay. I hit it hard, man.
He hits it hard. And far.
It's better than most country songs these days.
I agree.
You know what? I'm going to take this over Bing.
I'll be honest, I'd rather listen to that than the Bing Crosby song.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Migs, you got another one for us, another golf classic.
Okay, this one. Here we
I'm
go.
I'm a city golfer, you can ask my wife. I've been out there hacking every day of my life.
Shocking that all these are country songs.
It all makes sense.
That new tailor-made driver didn't make me any better. Man, I hit him fat.
Who is performing this?
I'll give you a hint. He enjoys drinking his drinks out of a red Solo cup. May he rest in peace.
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
God, he's dead. Sorry. I forgot the dude was dead. It's almost like hearing it again for the first time.
Fair.
I'm sad all over again.
There in the
ago did he die?
Did he die last year?
A couple years ago, yeah.
It rings a little bit of a bell. Sorry, Toby.
No, it's okay. All right, man.
Do we have time for one more, Steve May?
Please.
Okay, we can do one more. This one, I've never heard of this group, but apparently it's very popular when it comes to golf songs. Here we go.
Gonna go out and play some golf. Yeah, yeah, gonna go out and play some golf. My golf bag's full of the latest stuff. I'm gonna go out and play some golf. My putter alone was $1,000.
Is this Primus?
Yeah. No.
Yes, it is.
That does sound like Primus.
Where's that the Primus song? Did you hear this at Sesanto over the weekend?
They're called the Arrogant Worms.
Excuse me?
That's the name of the band?
The Arrogant Worms, a Canadian comedy trio.
Okay, it does give off Canadian vibes.
It does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like for sure.
Yeah.
There's something friendly about it.
All right, if you had to pick one of the three, which one are you going with? Or one of the four?
Four.
I'm going John Daly,
I'm
man.
Going John Daly
John
as well.
Daly, without question. Maybe the only people that should write about golf are people that actually play golf.
Drunk golfers.
Drunk golf. Is there some other kind of golfer that I'm going to wear?
The only kind.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are live at the very first ever KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic. And for many rockaholics here, they called it a day off work.
Yeah, they're skipping drill. Work.
Yes. So what about you? Text us, 206-803-ROCK. When was the last time you skipped work? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your text after Guns N' Roses. We are live on a beautiful Monday morning for the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing at the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park in Seattle. Steve, it seems like everybody's got the day off but us.
No, we did this wrong, although I can't complain. I mean, how often do we get to broadcast outside, have a great view, meet some awesome rockaholics as well? It's been a good time. Danny's already got a beer.
Yeah.
I mean, are we even working or are we just talking on the radio?
Barely working.
Yeah, we're here.
But we've got some wonderful guests joining us right now, and that's the folks from Trapper Sushi. We have John and Evan. You guys are going to be posted up at Hole 15.
Hole 15, yes, sir.
And you guys have sushi rolls that you're giving out to the golfers today.
Yeah, we got some selection of hand rolls we're going to be giving out today.
Hand rolls?
Yeah, get your handies at Hole 15.
Is that what we say? Is that the lingo? Yo, I went to Trapper's and got a handy.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, what kind of hand rolls are we talking?
I kind of got a whole U-Pick selection. You know, we got some albacore, we got some salmon, some spicy tuna. Assortment of veggies, sauces, you know?
Guys, I'll be back. I'm going to Hole 15.
Can you grab us a handy or two?
Yeah, I'm going to get
we'll
at least three.
Yeah.
He's been hanging out at Hole 15 a little too long today.
Dude, that's amazing. Are you guys playing golf at all as well, or are you just here to say
we're just here to support.
Yeah.
We do golf in our off time, but, you know.
Well, I noticed you have a Trapper's.
Yeah. And our guy Edgar
Steve's
here makes
Steve's microphone.
That's weird.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Uh-oh. All right. I noticed that you have a Trapper's shirt, but instead of chopsticks, it's got a golf club on it.
Yeah, that's right. We our guy Edgar Charlie, he's the food and beverage director for Trapper Sushi. He makes all these custom.
So great.
Yeah, I know. Runs a little sweatshop out of his garage. Yeah. He just uses his kids, though. It's okay.
Sweatshops and handies. I never knew that. It's a conversation we'd be having when we touched it. Of course, with the Trapper Sushi crew. That's so awesome. So what's your go-to role?
I'm kind of a little basic girl when it comes to sushi. I like just the raw fish, but the Baja roll. It's just spicy tuna and avocado. You know what I mean?
And, I'm torn. I got the Buddha. I feel like, I mean, of course, Buddha's the STP is a great one.
Well, the STP, that's a great one.
Also, the Sounder.
Sounder's nice, yes.
And that's the Seahawk. I like the Seahawk roll.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that's right.
The Mountain.
Keep it Northwest. I like
Mount
that.
The Mount Rainier. I mean, what else? So you got the Puyallup roll. Oh,
yeah. There's so many good ones.
Oh, yeah. So what I'm trying to say is I love every freaking roll at Trapper Sushi.
Yep.
What's in the Baja?
Just spicy tuna and avocado.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, right?
Dude, sometimes, I'm such a nerd for sushi, but sometimes a simple avocado roll goes a long way. Yeah. You don't even need like any fish,
especially when you just dunk it in soy sauce. Just a salt bomb.
That is
my
daughter's favorite roll. She's 5, and everyone's like, your daughter eats sushi? Is that okay? And first of all, I'm like, yeah, it's totally fine. But also, really all she's eating is rice and avocado and a bunch of soy sauce, and that's about it.
Well, thank you guys so much, Trappers. We're going to see you guys out on the course. Hole number 15, handing out hand rolls.
Handies. Come on, Tara.
Come on,
handies.
Get with it.
Get it right.
Thank you so much for having us, man. It's really great to be out here.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are live from the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park in Seattle. It's the very first ever Miles Montgomery Golf Classic. Yes. And so far, it's been a blast. Miggs, we're going to pull a golfer out and go head-to-head. Beat Miggs at 750.
Let's go, TJ.